The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2909. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
South in Atlanta, you remember a station WKLS called 96 Rock, and they came out with a local band competition. People submitted tapes of music, and they put together Hot Atlanta Home Cooking, which was all these different bands. That was a cut from it. I don't even remember the name of that, but Super Don, good job finding that.
That actually was by an artist named Billy Greer, and the name of that song was Cold Hearted Woman. And, it was kind of fun. I got a little bit of Atlanta 1980s rock history from you today as we were preparing for the show. This was an album that was actually put together by this rock station, this 96 Rock.
Yep.
And that cut that you just heard was one of the submissions. And it was so good that was the leading track on the A side of the record.
Yeah, Cold Hearted Woman, a little Southern rock was happening. And they call it Southern Fried a lot. You hear that term, Southern Fried, right?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of fun if you look at the album cover on this. And this is apparently very rare. It's very hard to find this album that came out back in 1980. On the front of it, it's got this picture of this kind of a grandma-looking, lady at a diner with this flaming food, stuff, at the counter. So it's I don't know, it's kind of cool.
Hot
Did you have this
cooking.
Record?
Yeah. I had a buddy of mine put it onto a cassette tape. I don't think I still have the cassette tape, though.
Kids right now are going, what?
What is that?
What's
right?
A cassette tape?
Yeah. No, I mean, we're old enough to remember 8 tracks that are put in cars. I know. So
that's really
interesting. Interesting trip down memory lane. Oh, by the way, before we get into Southern Fried Cooking, and how might it be bad for you, or might it be good for you, depending on how we do it. You are so busted, Super Don. I don't know. You're in big trouble, because you heard Dr. Nick in the last segment talking about the liver, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he said he's heard all the jokes about how you want your coffee with cream and sugar, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the number one way to get that liver detoxing. And, I'm going to send Dr. Nick Gonzalez over to your place one day. You're going to be in so much trouble.
Well, what's that going to do? What's it going to do, like force me to have an enema? I mean,
no, he wouldn't do that. But maybe he'd convince you intellectually that it's really important and good for you.
How long have we had this enema thing, this running joke going on this show?
It's not a joke. I'm serious.
Super Don doesn't want to get an enema. Who does want to get an enema? Come on.
Yeah.
Shane. Okay, look.
No, you're not going to bring in the board op.
Hey, Shane, what do you think? You want to go get a coffee enema? Don't be diplomatic.
I'd be open to trying it.
See, all right. Look, that's why we like, at least I like Shane,
man.
Because he's open to these things. He doesn't just shut down to it. It's like, hey, baby, you look kind of good. Let's go out for a cup of coffee. Now, that's different. That's different.
You got in that bag there.
Yeah, no, that's different. That's not what we're talking about here. This is the medicinal use of coffee for other reasons. And the liver is on tap this hour. We've got another question of the day coming up a little later on the liver. But this actually is an interesting story. I don't know. Do we go with the Dr. Bronner's coconut story first, or do we do with the Southern Fried since we got the theme? I'm flexible on which way we go.
We should go with the Southern Fried because we just came in with the Southern Fried Rock.
Okay. If you want to chime in on Southern Fried Rock as well, you can call in now, 866-939-2355. If you're from Atlanta, we'll put you to the front of the line. Or if you lived in Atlanta, because those were the days. Of course, a lot of the other local bands, I really enjoyed the Dixie Dregs, Steve Morse. We had the Producers came out of Atlanta. Of course, REM and Indigo Girls in that area in some of the time frame, some a little later. But here we go. Popular Southern fare may harm your kidneys. This is listed at healthfinder.gov. It says, study finds fatty, sugary foods raise risk of death linked to organ trouble. Now, they always go to the kidneys here, not the liver. I don't know why. Perhaps because they can detect kidney dysfunction a lot easier, a lot sooner than they can detect liver dysfunction, because the liver is so darn resilient. That's what we talked about last segment with Dr. Nick Gonzalez. And by the time you have this so-called fatty liver or elevated enzymes, it is years, perhaps even decades, in the making. But they said in this study, a Southern-style diet was associated with a 50% greater risk of death over a six-year period for people with kidney disease. So it's interesting here, they're not even claiming it's the cause of, but if there is kidney disease, eating this way might not be good for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, it's not because of the kidneys, it's because of the liver. The liver is unable to process the fats. It's not producing the bile. It's not doing its job. And in this way, you are digestive deficient. You can't process things as well. You can't detox things as well. And, of course, the kidneys are passively downstream from the liver, so the liver is not doing its job. It's going to throw garbage that the kidneys can't handle. Now, if you're cooking Southern fried, for instance, I'm not opposed to occasionally eating some fried foods, but I'm telling you, you got to stop frying with vegetable oil. You've got to stop cooking in vegetable oil, because this is disastrous, because you're creating trans fats. You're creating the very toxic form of fat that they're warning against here, but they're not delineating against. Because if you do make a fried chicken, for instance, and you make it in coconut oil, you are not going to have trans fats develop. Now, there could be issues with crisping up the breadcrumbs if you're using them. Those are real issues, too. But I'm just saying that it's not going to create the absolute liver and kidney havoc associated with vegetable oil frying. Am I making some distinction here that makes some level of sense? Obviously, I'm not talking about the vegetarians because they're not going to fry up some chicken.
You know, it's funny. I saw a quote the other day. It was saying, you know what? I did not fight my way all the way to the top of the food chain to become a vegetarian.
Yeah. Remember, you know, we talk about controversies. Like, we got to talk a little Bible with Dr. Nick. We got to talk biblical history with Liam, who has a bit different view. And you know, that those are controversial a little bit, but
sure.
I mean,
I'm not trying to insult or offend any vegetarians.
I've eaten a lot of
vegetarian dishes, and they're very good.
I'm just acknowledging that I remember when one of the most controversial subjects we covered with Liam was the issue of vegetarianism.
And I remember
the paleo people were very offended by what he said.
Yeah.
So there's always somebody that's going to get offended by something we do here. And I'm sensitive, so I'm sensitive about it. You just always tell me, just get over it, Robert.
Listen, what you're saying is it's not that it's Southern-style food. It's how it's made. And there are ways to make Southern-style food and for it to be healthy, and it's not just some stereotype.
Right. If you're going to get factory farm chicken and fry it up in vegetable oil, good luck to you. I can't help you.
Right.
But, you know, if you're going to raise your own, or if you're going to find some free grazing type things that are eating worms and dirt, the things that they do instead of GMO grains, it's a different story. That's my point here. And they're not making that distinction, but what do you want from healthfinder.duh?
Here's something you need to be careful about, though. Because
what?
If you tell somebody, listen, if you fry your chicken in coconut oil, then it will be healthier for you. Have you now turned that chicken into an unapproved drug?
Oh, good question. Yeah, that is a good question. Shane's even laughing on that one, but it's not a laughing matter. Because this actually happened. We have a letter. We've got it linked up in the show notes that happened. Came from the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, July 8th, sent to David Bronner, CEO of Dr. Bronner's Magic Soaps. Why would they do that? Well, evidently, Dr. Bronner's Magic All-One Fresh Pressed Virgin Coconut Oil is an unapproved new drug. But you didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
How can you turn coconut oil into a drug? Well, it is called magic. But the FDA, I mean, really, this is what we're writing about. We've got military police in St. Louis shooting citizens, and we're worried about coconut oil being misbranded. Oh, my gosh, what's going to happen? People are going to stop taking aspirin.
Do you want to hear the logic that the FDA used in this?
Yeah, I do, because it's not logical. Go ahead.
Dr. Bronner's, on their website, on the product, actually on the product label, it says on there that clinical research confirms that the saturated medium-chain fatty acids, or MCTs, as a lot of people know them as, in virgin coconut oil, such as lauric acid, actually improve blood cholesterol by increasing the ratio of HDL to LDL cholesterol. And so the FDA then says, well, because you said this, this claim indicates that your Dr. Bronner's Magic All-One fresh-pressed virgin coconut oil product is intended for use in mitigating, treating, or preventing the disease, coronary heart disease. So, busted. It's a drug.
Wait, but they didn't. All they did was link and share evidence that there's clinical research confirming you can elevate HDL by consuming coconut oil. How is that treating, mitigating, or preventing the disease called coronary heart disease? You're elevating HDL. Oh, wait a second. That's right. If your HDL is higher, you're less likely to suffer with coronary. But still, they didn't claim to be a cure for heart disease.
So here's the question. If they do the clinical research, are you not allowed to say there was clinical research done? No, apparently not. According to the FDA, if you mention that in relation to the product that they did the clinical research with, you are now turning that product into a drug.
I'm sorry. We are in a nation in decline. There's just no way to put it. We are a nation of wimps and wussies. Because if we can't handle knowing that there's a clinical study that shows coconut oil can elevate HDL, and then we put two and two together and say, well, that could be good for me. I might be less likely to have heart disease.
Get this. The coconut oil became dangerous somehow. Because they go on to say it has not been generally recognized as safe and effective for the above-referenced use.
Yeah. Suddenly, coconut oil is a great danger, a threat to who? The makers of statin drugs, Lipitor. That is the FDA. That is your FDA on drugs. That is what they do. And you pay billions of dollars in taxes. They steal it from you through inflation just to support a bureaucratic oligarchy, keeping you from the knowledge that your food is your medicine and your medicine is your food, and the medicine they approve will kill you. All right. You want to survive this thing? Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and stop drinking so much soda pop. Yeah, we'll get into that story coming up. Also, salt. Did they lie to us about that, too?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time time-consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 11th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1370. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6135, $680.68 for a half ounce, or $340.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $13,6135, $680.68, and $340.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Watch out for that dangerous new drug called coconut oil, especially if it's a virgin. I mean, virgin coconut oil. That's what I meant.
What?
Good Lord. The FDA. I just, you know, each time they do stuff like this, I'm like, the American people have lost it. They've absolutely lost their sense of independence, liberty, self-reliance. We need the Fear and Death Administration to protect us from knowing that coconut oil does good things in the body. You know, should we just hang it up and go to another country? I don't want to. I love what.
Well, okay. If you could hang it up and go to another country, where would you go?
Where the coconut oil flows freely.
Switzerland? Nah, I don't know. Too cold.
No coconut oil there.
Too cold.
And I'd have to have a lot of durian.
Yeah, you know what? We make jokes about that. We've done news stories about durian, and I still to this day have not experienced a durian fruit before.
Listen, any fruit, Superdon, that can fall on you from a tree and kill you is man, that's a fruit you got to conquer.
That definitely is, and that if you remember that story from the UK that we covered where the people were, I think it was like a market that had cut
this fruit
open
is
durian.
So dangerous, it can clear out a whole block.
It did. They actually evacuated the whole block because they thought there was a gas leak.
So here
that's
you go.
That's how bad it smells.
Real men eat durian and use coffee enemas. How's
whatever.
That?
No. Whatever.
All right, whatever, dude.
Everybody's
all
got
right,
an opinion. Opinions are like, oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah, it's like where you put the coffee.
Where you put the coffee, that's right.
we got some soda stories after we've done the Southern Fried stories. Nearly one in five Americans drinks at least one soda a day. I used to be one of those. You know, I'm like revealing my addiction, my Coca-Cola addiction. Because in the South, they call it Coca-Cola. Everything's Coke. You want a Coke? Have a Coke. In the Midwest, Shane, you can confirm this if you've been in the Midwest for a while. Is it still called Pop?
A Pap, yep.
A pap, a pop, soda pop. It depends on where you are. It's what you call it. Of course, Atlanta, nobody had Pepsi because that was the home of Coca-Cola. I went to Coca-Cola University and everything. But I literally was craving it for a couple of years after I stopped drinking it. That's how embedded into my body it had become. And I find it not surprising that Mississippi has the highest rate of soda consumption, 32%, nearly one in three instead of one in five. So Mississippi is a little slow. Their internet is not all there. They haven't gotten wind of the danger of these soda soft drinks.
Did you say their internet beverages. Is not all there?
No, it must not be, because why they wouldn't know. I mean, one in three are still doing it.
Do they have slow internet in Mississippi, too? I am confused.
We call it redneck internet, yes.
Okay.
We call it redneck. You notice the southern theme flowing through the show today? I was the Jewish redneck, so I know. I can say this stuff.
All right.
Too
much soda.
Yeah, carbonated water, not good. What you want to do is drink Echo water. Robertswater.com, check it out. This was a life-changing water. Honestly, it is. And we'll get Paul Bertero back on to talk more about that. But even Dr. King is enamored by this water. And we'll get Dr. King to comment on it, too, because he's been using it at home as well. And just great. And Joe Mercola loves it. So, listen, we've got the gang's all here in drinking the good water. Now, one more story. I think Jerry Doyle's going to have me on his show tomorrow night. It's another thing that I got right. Salt, right? Stay away from salt. It's going to kill you. No, not true. The opposite is true. Too little sodium can harm your heart, according to this study. They always said salt will raise your blood pressure. I said the right kind of salt will lower your blood pressure.
Right.
And all of these things, it wasn't me just being contrarian to, oh, Robert, you just want to be contrarian. No, it's because we actually know what we're talking about here. And that most of what the government and the doctors say is wrong. The opposite is true. They got it wrong on salt, too. And I think that's the big story of the day and tomorrow on Jerry Doyle.
And it is. And the thing is, even in this study that they did, they still don't get it. Because they're still talking about the heavily refined iodized table salt. They're mm-hmm. still not referring to the salt that you talk about, which is, you know, the stuff that's got all the natural stuff in it, all the minerals and stuff in it, the way it you know, comes from God.
Yeah, exactly.
Did I say God?
You said it. Did you say that? Oh, my gosh, you're going to offend the atheists.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
Super Don, you're in big trouble
the
now.
The flying spaghetti monster. That's what I meant.
Hey, look, you're right, and you said it so well. When you have salt in its natural state, the Celtic sea salts, these things have all the minerals you want in the trace amounts. They'll help to structure the water of the cells in your body because it needs the minerals. It needs the electrical energy to do that. And they've ignored that by saying, no sodium chloride for you. Well, if it's just sodium chloride, avoid it. It's poison. If it's salt that contains the 74 to 84 trace elements, it's good for you. You're not going to be harmed by it. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with a question of the day related to the liver. Also, we're going to discuss the militarization of the police in America, particularly in Ferguson, Missouri. I mean, they got snipers, and it's not Iraq. It's Missouri, St. Louis. What the hell is going on?
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Whey. One World Whey has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, we just got a little secret audio recording of the FDA raiding Dr. Bronner's over the coconut oil that is now a...
Oh, yeah?
What do you call it? It's a drug.
Dangerous, it's an unapproved drug.
Reduce heart disease. And evidently, as they entered Dr. Bronner's, they slipped on some coconut oil.
Yeah.
Oh. So,
that's the FDA for you.
Yeah, the only problem is the FDA carries as many guns and big caliber guns like they're in Fallujah or, you know, somewhere in Iraq. And very much like what we're seeing in Missouri. We'll get into that momentarily. But first, just to honor Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez and Super Don all at the same time, what have we got?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, we do have another question of the day. And this is not biblical necessarily, unless you believe the Bible supports a healthy liver, which if it was written today, it should. It would. The kosher laws would say, don't kill your liver.
The nutritional content of a Bible. I don't
know. I feel your pain. Well, you're not going to get liver pain until it's way late. Don't wait for liver pain. This question comes from Jason. He says, Robert, I listened to the show, and thank you so quickly for addressing my question. I guess he had it. I forget even what his other question was. Maybe it was about liver stuff, too. He says, thanks for quickly addressing my question. I have never done a detox, so it sounds like the liver is a great place to start. Oh, that's right. He was asking whether to start with the liver or the colon, and I can't distinguish between the two. I mean, I know anatomically you can. Don't get me wrong. But the reality is they're all so interconnected. So one begets the other, begets the other. I do have the utmost respect for you and your work, but you'll have to forgive me, he says, for being an incurable skeptic. I've been listening to you for a year or two now, and I've never heard of Dr. Newsom, nor have I heard you mention his products. I didn't see any reviews or usage guidelines on the website either. Do you have any experience with his products? His liver cleanse package is about $90, which I'm not shy of spending as long as there's some confidence in the product. And there are other similar products you have more personal experience or observations with that would help me with the liver detox. Thanks again, Jason. Now, see, I like this. I love listeners that are engaged in thinking and even skeptical. I have no problem with this. I think Jason's thinking clearly. As I've said on this show, I don't want you to believe anything I say, unless you can prove it, test it, or if you already know it to be true in your own life. But what I do is never hang my hat and say, it's over. I've stopped learning. There's nothing more to do. I've got the best products in the world. There's nothing more to do. That's just not my way. Now, it also is something, because I am, like Jason, very skeptical of many products and claims, that it's very rare for me to embrace or introduce you to new things, because it takes a heck of a lot of exploration and testing and really getting to the heart of whoever may be behind it before we'll embrace it and talk to you on the air about it. So in this case, yeah, those of you who want to try Dr. Newsom's detox protocols, it's going to be a new thing for you. My experience with it was profound immediately. So I knew that in me, the one who has been eating well for many years, to have a detox impact like I did, that this stuff is powerful stuff. It's for real. Now, I've talked with Dr. Newsom off the air extensively as well, and that's why I was so excited to bring him on. Some of you might say, well, he's not Mr. Excitement on the radio. Well, not everybody's a radio host. He's a doctor. He's a healer. That's what he does. He's an intelligent, very smart man, and he's developed something very unique, I believe, and he's tapped into a good way to formulate and put it out and get great results. So is it the only way to detox the liver? No. I've covered 10 things, I've covered 100, if not more things over the years here for the liver, from homeopathic detoxifying remedies, from herbal remedies, supplemental selenium, selenium, and coffee enemas, for goodness sake. But this
is
another
area.
That's
like the third or fourth time that's come up on the show today. Are you trying to like subliminally give me a message here?
No, because I didn't mention your name that time. I've given up. I'm not even going to try. At least for the rest of this show, Super Don, consider it to be a coffee enema-free zone for you.
Oh, gee, thanks.
You've earned it. We've abused you enough with that. And the fact that Shane says he's open to it, I don't have to go anywhere. That's really good.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Shane.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thank you.
No sweat.
So you can join us any evening you want. Used to be our daytime guy, regular guy. Now we got him at night for one. One, he's just teasing us with his presence here. So, look, the liver protocol, whether you do Dr. Newsom's or not, Jason, any of the things that I've talked about over the years here is going to be of great benefit. Some people just want to do something so simple that says, oh, I'm just going to get the King Bio Liver Detox and spray it in my mouth every night. That's simple. It may not be comprehensive enough ultimately, because even though homeopathy is a cornerstone for me and it was my starting point, I continued on. I worked with selenium. I've done things, and that is why I embrace when I find something that is really solid, really good, based on real science as well as good clinical practices and validated results, we're going for it here, right? Is it going to work for everybody? I don't think one thing is the right thing for everybody, but I do know that everybody in earshot of the show needs to be doing something for their liver. Something. And you notice I didn't send you in your latest care package, Super Don, any coffee. I sent selenium. And I sent chromium.
See, now you
I
just,
almost went
you,
there.
You
I
just got done I, telling me it was going to be a coffee enema free rest
yes,
of the
was,
show.
You noticed,
and then you sit
I
there
didn't.
And talk about coffee in the caravan.
But I didn't send it. And I didn't say the second word in the phrase. So you see, I was disciplined enough to hold off on that. But I sent you selenium
yes,
and chromium, both
and chromium.
Two very important minerals for the liver.
Most
all right.
One.
And by the way, the GTF chromium also elevates HDL along with Dr. Bronner's coconut oil, which is now an illegal new drug, weirdly enough, because the Fear and Death Administration said so. So, Jason, hopefully that's helpful. I do appreciate all of you that do take the time to write in, to call in, to let us know, 866-939-2355. And with that, let's switch over to the militarization of outer space. Wait, no, not outer space, of St. Louis, Missouri, and many cities across this land. Since the phony war on terror began with the false flag event known as 9/11, where the magically somehow buildings came down from fires and impact from planes, Building 7 had no airplane tacket or anything else, had some office fires, and the thing comes down at free fall speed in its own footprint. It is so bizarre that anybody can think that it fell because it was somehow damaged to the point of falling into its own footprint. We have this disbelief that occurs, or belief, if you will, in the wrong-headed idea that authoritarians are telling us the truth. Military authoritarians that want a perpetual war on a tactic, not reality. And in that case, they've then sold or given grants, block grants, or actual vehicles, tanks, military-grade weapons to police forces across the United States. And what is it that happens when you have this stuff? You want to find ways to use it. We don't want to sit there. We got this great new tank. It's awesome here in St. Louis. How are we going to use it? Now, I'm not saying that they plan to say, hey, let's get a police officer, kill a black kid who's unarmed, and have riots, and then we can use the tanks. I'm not saying that's what happened, but the inevitability is when anything like that happens, what are they going to do now? Instead of being peace officers, they now bring in military-grade weapons, snipers, tanks, personnel carriers. And we've been warning you about this over the years. Mike Adams has, too. There's a great article at naturalnews.com talking about it. And it's stunning. You're witnessing, as I've said, the degradation, the decline of the nation in so many ways with a federal authoritarian bureaucratic oligarchy telling us we can't know that coconut oil is good for us. And on the city level, we now realize that the police can shoot an unarmed civilian and the people of that town can riot and then be met with deadly force, potentially and actually. And now I'm not here endorsing rioting or stealing property, but the point is the militarization of the police should put everybody up in arms. And you know who should be up in arms more than anybody? The oppressed minorities in America. And even if they're not minorities in their communities in St. Louis or wherever they are, the reality is when all of that discrimination was institutionalized in America from slavery on out or discrimination, it was the force, the heavy-handed force of government that made it possible to continue. And now if you look to the same government that has tanks that can roll over you, that have police officers that can shoot you through brick walls with the kind of ammo that they carry, you have got to rise up as a community and say, uh-uh, the power of the state is a dangerous power to trust. And why our founding fathers put in there a First Amendment and a Second Amendment to protect that First Amendment, the protest. They're evidently shooting reporters with rubber bullets to shut them down so that they are not shot. The police don't want to be shot by cameras. And I like the idea. I don't know. Maybe you tell me. I know Shane was talking to us over the break. I like the idea of putting a little GoPro or something like it camera on every police officer's hat, helmet, or chest so that everything they do is recorded. Because isn't it true that when that happens, Super Don, their behavior shifts, their behavior changes, they're less likely to incite this violence?
It's actually happened. I was reading an article, I don't know, a couple, 3 months ago, of a police department down in Southern California that had a lot of complaints against it for officers being violent. And so they ended up putting cameras on these cops, and within just a few months, they saw a dramatic, I think it was like an 80% decrease in the number of complaints against the department for violence.
Well, and
so
if
it does work.
If they're honest with us, too, shouldn't they like it? Because it covers their back as well.
Well, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Theoretically, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, for the good cops out there, and we're not indicting every cop in America. Honestly, that's not what we're doing. But again, look at what's happening in St. Louis, Ferguson area. I mean, it shows you now the willingness, and this has a lot to do with the nutritional deficiencies that have occurred in the youth, because these young kids that go into the police force, go into the military, we've seen the generational decline due to toxicity. How many of these kids have been raised on Ritalin? Do they have the ability to know right from wrong? And in some cases, we've heard rumor, I haven't validated it, that they want to know that these police and these military people would be willing to fire on American citizens before they're given a job or a promotion. And you want to hold the power of centralized bureaucracies and strengthen it because you think it's going to protect us from that? What are you on? All right, we come back. One more segment. Oh, my gosh, we're going down under. What have they done in an Australian hospital?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Also linked up in the show notes is a piece in Time Magazine by Rand Paul, We Must Demilitarize the Police. A great, great piece. I mean, here's a guy who doesn't, he plays politics and he doesn't at the same time. What other Republican acknowledges that there's racial disparity in the criminal justice system? I mean, dude, guy's got cojones in this game. So he's talking about demilitarizing the police. I like that.
Yeah.
Rand Paul did that, so... All right. Well, if it's not the police that are killing you, it could be your doctor. No. And particularly if your doctor is down under in Australia. This is... What is that sound?
Is your window open?
No, because I don't recognize that sound. I think a bunch of Australians just
threw a bunch of Vegemite at you for playing.
Right, I know. For all of our Aussie listeners are going, of course, it's a kookaburra. I didn't know. A kookaburra. There's probably kookaburras in this hospital in Australia, second most populous city of Melbourne, Austin Hospital, which erroneously killed off 200 of its patients when it faxed death notices to their family doctors. Can you imagine? So
it didn't literally kill them off, but I guess in black and white, in their computers, they screwed up and they mistakenly sent out these notices to all of these people, their families, and the patients themselves, saying, I'm sorry, but you are now officially dead.
Crikey! Crikey! I mean, come on! And maybe it's just practice, because we know how dangerous and deadly the medical profession is. We do. No joke. No laughing matter. But yeah, this Australian hospital evidently changed the template and accidentally just declared 200 of its patients dead.
Whoops.
I mean, the good news is, and it wasn't an April Fool's joke or anything, the good news is they weren't, but I mean, you want to talk about inducing a heart attack, what about the Australian Medical Association? Well, they're a bit upset about it, but I don't hold much credence in them because they still believe in vaccinating every child that's born, much like the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics here in the United States. Oh, man, but what a wild thing that would be. 200 people dead but not dead. When are you dead but not dead if you go to a hospital in Melbourne, Australia?
Indeed. And, you know, I don't know if we covered this or not, but it was kind of a breaking, well, I guess you could call it breaking news. I mean, the Robin Williams thing has been, you know, we've known about this for a few days now, but it was revealed just today that he was coming down with Parkinson's disease.
Yeah, and you
did
know,
you mention,
the,
I don't do it. Did you mention that with Dr. Nick or not?
No, we didn't talk about it. I'll talk about some. The depression story is the big story. The addiction story, of course. Right. I want to talk with Dr. Frank King tomorrow on the Healing Revolution about that.
Oh, excellent.
And Liam, I know, will want to talk about that as well, because from a dietary perspective, from addiction perspective, from the consumption and abuse of alcohol, cocaine, and these other things, we've talked about demyelinating diseases, neurological degradation induced by also chronic dehydration. So that he may have been suffering at early stages of Parkinson's, and he, you know, that could have added to the mix. It's like, I don't want to go out uncontrollable. If you've seen a Parkinson's patient, they lose control of their body.
Right.
But it's correctable, even in cases as severe as what Robin Williams may have been through with his cocaine addiction.
But that could have been the straw that was now the camel's back. And a lot of people are suggesting that with everything that he was already dealing with the depression and mm-hmm. the situation like that, then to suddenly find out that now you are coming down with Parkinson's disease, that may have been what kind of, you know, did it for him.
Right.
I could see that.
Well, how strange is it to step back and look at all the things we know, all the things we relate and reveal, what Mike Adams, Natural News does, Dr. Mercola does, and all, you know, all of these voices in the new media that talk about the fact that there are cures, Dr. Nick Gonzalez, for all of these diseases, yet these wealthy Hollywood celebrity elites, and he was from San Francisco primarily, but they still don't seem to know about this stuff. I mean, you know, apparently he was not open to holistic medicine, or else, I mean, I didn't see any evidence of it at this point. So all the money in the world is not enough. And, you know, I believe in the power of prayer, but prayer isn't even enough either, because if you're not willing to listen to the messages or to the healers that are being sent to you, right, because they're not wrapped in the pretty bow with a medical degree, then you're going to reject it. And I think a lot of people, and it's not unique maybe to Robin Williams, but so many that are dying of cancer treatment, not going to see someone like Dr. Nick, because they look at these authoritarians as their demigods. As I've said, you may worship in your church or synagogue and mosque on the weekends, but you worship at the church of pharmaceutical mysticism the rest of the week if you believe those doctors know how to cure chronic diseases, neurological degradation, cancer, etc. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. We got Dr. King tomorrow, Healing Revolution. Liam Sheff, we're going to talk about lots of cool stuff, including plate tectonics, healing the earth. Or is the earth healing us? I don't know, but I do know that the power to heal is still yours. Thanks for being here.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.